The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of plaintiff George K. Young Jr. of Hilo. Young argued that Hawaii's law is too restrictive because it prevents law-abiding citizens from carrying a firearm for self-defense. In other words, the right to open carry outside your home. State Senator Carl Rhodes is chair of the Judiciary Committee.
Current law does allow for open carry. It has been interpreted very narrowly. Narrowly in the sense that they just don't give it to very many people. You have to really demonstrate a serious need to have a weapon. But I don't know if the law itself needs to be changed. It's just the interpretation that might change because of the litigation.
Police chiefs in Hawaii's four counties issue firearm licenses for open carry. But attorney Alan Beck, who represented Young at the Ninth Circuit and won, told HPR via telephone that Hawaii's current law is too restrictive.
I strongly believe the law will go away in some shape or form the next couple of years. You can't have a situation where one government official has complete unbridled discretion on how to issue. And in the case of the Big Island, they just use that discretion just not to issue. And at a bare minimum, they're going to have to start issuing some.
State Representative Chris Lee, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, says the state's firearms law requires a balance.
I think there is going to be legislation from some of our colleagues and from outside groups that's going to look at what we can do to prevent gun violence. I think it's important for us to make sure we balance and protect the rights given to people by the Second Amendment, but also ensure that we ultimately do what we can here in Hawaii to protect our citizens and to prevent guns from falling into the wrong hands.
12 Senate and 5 House bills have been introduced this session relating to firearms. Senator Rhodes says there's a chance more licenses will be issued in the future, but he would like Hawaii's current process upheld.
The open carry states are the ones where everybody gets shot. So I think we have a very good record in Hawaii of gun safety protection. We have the fourth lowest gun violence of any state in the union. It's a combination of things, but one of the important parts of it is that we have strict gun laws.
Representative Lee says it could be years before the Young case is settled, but the top priority for Hawaii lawmakers is public safety.
I've owned guns in the past. I don't today, but I think we do have an obligation on our part here in Hawaii to make sure that we have the adequate legal protections in place to make sure that it's not going to be the wild, wild west and guns fall into the hands of criminals or whoever who can just walk around with them wherever they want.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.